Hello, thank you for holding. This is John speaking.
Hey, what's up, John?
Chase, is it right? I recognize the voice.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what's going on, Chase? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right, beautiful. Hey, I want to apologize. Actually, I came back from the restroom. I was calling you, too, and I was like, man, maybe I called him too early, you know? So I apologize if I interrupted anything
fine.
There. All right. I just feel like me personally, on time is late for me, you know, so you're going to appreciate it.
I hear you.
Chase, I got your text, you know, guess this is the right time. You have a couple minutes here to move things forward. Oh, kind of breaking up on me there. Can you hear me? Oh, there we are. Can you
hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Yeah,
yes.
Hear you.
There we go. So I was saying, do you have a couple minutes to go ahead and move forward with this, or?
Yeah.
All right. Now, before
we
do anything,
driving right
though,
now, but if you need me to, you know, any of the stuff, the information I need to get, whenever I get home, I'll be able to sit down at my office.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure.
I'm here. I'm like 5 minutes from the house. I'm not too far.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be perfect timing. Please, first things first,
okay.
Safety. So drive safely, okay, please. All right. So, Chase, how do you spell your first name, sir? Is it C-H-A-S-E?
Well, that's actually my middle name. Legally, my first name's William. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know if that matters or not, but...
Well, whatever name is on the card that will you be using, that's the name I have to put on the
yeah.
account. But, okay.
Okay, C-H-A-S-E.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E.
All right. Wow, what a cool, strong last name. I'm sorry. That's pretty awesome. All right. Anyway.
My wife loves it. She's like, that's half the reason I married you.
Man, if you were single, that's a great pickup line right there. Sorry. All right. Anyways, now, Chase, I want to make sure you have everything on paper, too, that we discussed. I want to make sure you see it through invoice, through text and email. What's the best email I could send that to?
Dump and run, all spelt out. DumpAndRunDFW at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. And then this phone number, I'm assuming, is the best phone number to reach out to you, ending with the 4957, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this the same phone number you want your customers to reach out to, though, or a different phone number?
For right now, yeah. For right
okay.
now. Okay. I have another line and everything. I just haven't really used it or set it up because all my business cards have this, my personal number on it, so...
Okay.
I haven't wanted to change business cards or anything yet. If I do, if I do want to change it, I guess I can reach out to y'all.
I was going to say, yeah, remember, I'll put it this way. If you're paying for a service to help you, utilize our team. Okay. That's what they're there for. So,
yeah.
Now I'm going to come back to the email again because in our system is saying that it's an invalid email. So I have it spelled out D-U-M-P, like the business, A-N-D-R-U-N. But then I have D as in David, S as in Sam, W as in Washington. Is that right?
DFW, like Dallas-Fort Worth.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, I was like, what does that DSW stand for? You doing some shoes over here too, or what, you know? I'm just kidding. All right.
Yeah.
So, and now this next part is for Google. I have to make sure it's on point. If not, it can delay things. I don't want that to happen to you. I have it as dump, the and symbol, run. I have the business address as 4310 County Road 494, Princeton. I got 75407 as the zip code. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, I want to make sure, like I promised, I'm going to set up a time and day for our technicians to go over everything, you know, into detail, as far as your Facebook ads, even show you how to look through your analytics on your tracking system. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance for that?
Yeah.
Okay. What time works better for you, like morning or evening, though?
Probably morning. Probably, you know, any time past noon. I got kind of – my mornings get kind of hectic.
Okay. All right.
But,
that's okay.
But morning is definitely better than evening.
Okay. So then, I mean, I could set it up for like – 10 a.m., 10 to 11, Would that be okay?
Can we do noon? Or is that too late? Do we need to do
no,
that
that's fine. Yeah, no, that's okay.
Let's do noon.
We'll do right.
Noon?
Noon to 1.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, noon to 1.
Let me go ahead and put this in right now. And so what I'm going to do, again, I know you're driving, but I'm just going to send this out now so that way it'll be easier when you get home. You can see everything as well. I'm going to send you a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same invite to our technician team. All you need to do is when you're ready, just hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds. Let me send that out. And that way you have another form of contact from me as well, too, through email. That's the best way to contact me, though, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, that just sent out. Now, the next part that we're going to go over here is really quick, but I want to make sure you understand this. Again, you're not married to all these things that we go over here. You can always modify it whenever you like, okay? So as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like Monday through Friday or 24/7?
Yes.
What do you feel?
We can do, I do some of the things on the weekend, but let's just do Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
7 to 5 it is. All right. And then, again, this package can go up to 50 miles out if you really need it to. Do you want to use all the 50 miles, or do you want to hit specific areas or condense it a little bit closer, or what do you feel?
So out where I live, kind of in Princeton, I'm kind of on the backside of Princeton between Farmersville and Blue Ridge and Trenton and all that. There's
okay.
probably a lot of people that are starting to move out there.
Okay.
But I already know that there's a lot of people in, you know, McKinney, Allen, Plano area that are looking for, you know, my services. So that area as
okay.
well, up out into the Frisco, Prosper, Salina. Basically, make sure all of Collin County is in my radius, but we can also go out to, you know, if need be, Fort Worth, you know, into Dallas if need be. I don't like really going down that far to Dallas. But.
Okay, that's all right. And then I also put on top of that 50 miles out just in case. And I put everything in here as well, but I just want to make sure you can always condense it. Let's say you're getting overwhelmed with work. You know, that's always a good headache to have, but just let our team know, so like, hey, listen, I'm overwhelmed here. I want to condense a little bit down. These are the most profitable areas, or I want to stick to this area as much as possible because, you know, this is what I can handle. Perfectly fine. But that communication part, that's everything to us, okay? So make sure you let us know.
Yeah.
Now, far
so,
as...
weird
oh,
question.
Yep.
I just...
Yeah.
Sorry, it's kind of off topic a little bit, but where... do y'all actually have a... like a brick and mortar office around,
not,
like around that. Are y'all where are you out of?
No, so we're nationwide, but our foundation is
uh-huh.
in Fountain Valley, California. That's our main office,
oh, okay.
our main hub. Yeah.
So you're out of California. You're not in Texas.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now we do have the time schedule that I gave you is everything according to your business schedule as well too. Right. So you're
okay.
2 hours ahead of us, obviously. But, you know, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is our time schedule for you. But
okay.
any day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, I'm going to give you a direct phone number as well. So that way you can contact us directly. It's voice activated and everything. Okay. So just giving you a heads up on that. But again, when you're done driving, when you park, let me know. Then I can give you the phone number and things like that. But in the meantime,
I'm about to walk in the house. Just give me like 2 more minutes. I'm parking my truck.
Okay. Yeah. You're good. You're good. All right. So let's continue on this next part then. As far as your payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you cash, check, Zelle or anything like that?
Zelle is partnered with my bank, but I'm still in the process of really getting my account going with that. So that
okay.
I say that I do it, but I really just do most of the time. I either invoice and they send me a check in the mail, or I get, you know, payment upfront, cash, check, or credit card.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to hold off on the Zelle part for now until you get that ready, and then we can go ahead and put that in there afterwards as well, too, okay? Now, Facebook, I already have this here. Right, I'm going to be clicking away here. I hope you don't mind. So.
That is fine. I'm going to... walking inside. Just give me a sec.
And then, is the business, is it licensed and insured? I have to ask.
It is.
It is. Okay, great.
It is. It's just a DBA, but I'm all in commercial insurance and everything. Coverage up to $1 million.
All right. Oh, even better. All right, cool. And then...
I don't know if that matters or anything, but whenever I did, my parents said I need at least up to $1 million, I feel like.
That's exactly what my parents always tell me, too. At least, you know? So... You're covered on basis there. I think it's just me, I have to ask that, you know, because in some areas, if it's not a necessity, then it's okay. But, I mean, I believe it is in your area, so that's good.
Yeah.
Now, the next part, I know we briefly talked about the website as well, too. Now, I did get it as a promotional offer to, you know, have as a one-time payment for the website of only $99. Is that something you still wanted to do or no?
So it's a one-time deal, and y'all create the website and everything?
Correct, yeah. And our team, same thing. They'll be available for you. Your tracking system, dashboard, you'll be able to edit the website from there yourself if you wanted to. But, again, our team could do that for you. They add pictures, testimonials, different tabs, promotions. It definitely shows a lot of credibility to your company. And you'll never see that pricing again, though. So that's for the life of you being with us. Okay.
Okay, so that's just a one-time $99 and then $250 a month?
Correct, yeah. So if you were to do everything today, it'll be $348. That covers for your whole month already. So today's the 24th. It covers to the 24th of each month. So next month, it will only be $249 and then thereon. You'll hear me say that again in the recording, okay. Though. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect. I definitely would like, you know, to make it to where my website's a little easier to find, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be first on Google, I'm probably going to need a website.
I was going to say that. I mean, I don't want to come off like that salesy guy, you know what I mean? But it's the honest truth,
yeah.
Where it's like if I'm a customer and I don't see a website, it kind of deters me a little bit. I need to see pictures. I need to see some credibility a little bit, you know what I mean? So when they talk to you tomorrow, I'm going to give you some homework on this. So – But by tonight, try to gather some pictures and testimonials if you can. That way you have it ready for our team. Because the more you have with that, the better the website's going to look, and it's smoother process for them, too, to make it happen in a faster manner. Okay?
All right, so it might be a stupid question. What do you mean by testimonials? Like,
just customers, what they say about your company. Yeah,
oh, okay.
So let's say you had a customer that really loved it, your services and things like that, and willing to send you an email. Just say, hey, you know, send me an email, tell me about your experience with me, blah, blah, blah. Great. That's all you need. We could put that up there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So many ways of going about that, actually, but that's just an example there. Okay? And then as far as this goes, let me make sure I put in notes there. That is the promotional rate so that we're not extra there. Good. All right. Now, the next part is your bread and butter. All right. This is for all the services you want to be found for. I know I'm putting you on a spot. But we will go over this again tomorrow with you, but I just want to make sure they're not starting from scratch.
Okay.
As far as some keywords of services that you want to be found for, I mean, I got the obvious in here. I mean, you know, we got like waste, maybe junk building material, debris, remove.
Dumpster,
you want to use
dumpster rentals.
Oh, dumpster rentals. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. That's basically what I do. I'm not really like to put stuff in my dumpster. I basically just like to go to your residence, drop the dumpster off. You put all the stuff in it. I come pick it up and collect payment, basically.
Okay. So then is it all right if I put in something like dumpster service, delivery, and pickup?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. You never know what people are going to be typing in, so I'd rather put as much as possible.
No, yeah.
All right. All right, cool. And then I'll put, man, you know what? I'm going to put in may want to add more in parentheses so that way our team, when they bring this up, they might have some extra keywords that might fit better for your company to get that going for you too, okay? So,
okay.
add more. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Now, you're home now, right?
I'm home. Yeah, I'm sitting in
okay.
The office.
Okay, beautiful. So if you can do me a favor, take a look at your email. It should come from jseo@localsplash.com. It's that Google invite. I want to make sure you're able to hit yes on there, and that way they could see that, and they're going to hit yes on their side too.
So hit yes, Local Splash, CIEN469, whatever, Chase?
Correct. That's you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, I hit it.
All right, beautiful. And I'm seeing it right here. Cool. So I'm going to send this over to our team right now so they know. Okay. Now, the next part, again, I'm not accepting a no for an answer on this. This is a protection for you, okay? So everything's going to be under recording. I'm going to throw in all the numbers in there as well. That way you're protected for the life of you being with us on that, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a phone number really quick first. And actually, I think you called the number already, but I just want to make sure you still have it regardless. And you will help me bring up that phone number again, because that's the way to, knock on wood, if you decided to part ways in the future, this is a number you would call as well, okay? So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's 877.
Okay.
6635.
Okay.
6225.
And that is just Local Splash number?
Yep. You guys, just save it as Local Splash. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and hit record here. Now, I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. So just try to answer as clearly as possible. But if you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away, because that's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
All right, just making sure. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jump and Run.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Chase Devine, owner, operator.
Great. And, of course, that means you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. Chase, after this recording here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on, we will only ask that security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay, that way we keep everything very confidential. You're not falling for anything out there, okay? I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you say that again?
Sure. Just in case, to elaborate on it, it's pretty much saying we can't read your mind. We're not going to do something without your permission. So please communicate with us so that we can make that happen. Let's say like add a picture on a website or something like that. Okay. Well, I'm going to continue. I'm going to do this one more time. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 24th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is already including the website. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 24th of every month in the amount of only $249. There will be recurring payment of $249 from there on. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I was provided for you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promise me. I just want to make sure you're protected on all that stuff, okay? So the next part is security question. I joke around a lot about this, but I've actually seen it happen, so please don't forget your own answer, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So you have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name, because I've had a lot of pets.
Okay. All right. All right. Sounds good. And remember, this will never change, though. So what would that answer be?
Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we'll put this in here. We will never give that answer out, okay? If for any reason that you feel iffy or red flags pop up, hang up the phone and call that 877 number. They will ask that security question, okay? Now, on the last part here, Chase, on the card that we're using today, is you say it was just the first and last name, right? There's no middle initial or anything like that?
Let me grab my card real quick.
Okay.
I think first, middle, and last, actually. Yeah, first, middle, and last.
Okay. And you mentioned there's William, right, in there?
Yes, William Chase Devine.
Okay, so. Boom. And I need to put the account under as William then, but it's okay. Let me change that there. Boom. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 4310 County Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And for security purposes, Chase, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
We're at 3726.
Okay.
582195. 81001.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
04 of 26.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
4550.
Awesome. All right. Now, before I process any type of payment here, I want to make sure, now you know I'm not lying. We got you at a really nice promotional rate. I'm going to refresh a few times so that way the system stayed the same. Okay. I want it for the long run here. Okay. So give me 2 seconds here. Appreciate your patience on that. Let me refresh one more time just in case. Okay. Looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Chase, stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. Okay. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and through email. So let me know whichever comes first. That way I can show you how to maneuver through to see the breakdown of everything we discussed in here, okay? Chase, you're still there with me, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I don't want to accept the payment and hang up, man. All right, so it just went through on my side. Let me know whichever comes first to you, okay?
Yeah, I got the payment on my American Express.
Okay, good. All right. Let me know.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of the invoice. Okay. Yeah, I got that.
Beautiful. Okay. And in there,
but, you know,
there should.
Phone, or should I do it through an inbox in my just? Okay. Okay.
Whichever is easier for you. Yeah.
I'm on my
whichever.
Computer.
Your computer. Okay. So in the email that says Local Splash initial invoice, that's the one we're going to pop open.
Okay. I'm on it. It's open.
Okay. In there, there's a spot with a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yes. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Yeah, I'm on that right
yep.
now.
Perfect.
Okay.
Take your time reading through. This is everything we discussed, your Facebook ads, website, all that. Okay. Now, there is going to be short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. If you do decide to do that, please let me know. Okay, Chase, I want to make sure you're not paying the regular rates for them. You still will be able to have the promotional rate towards those packages. Okay? So you're never going to pay the regular price.
Okay.
But take your time. If you have questions or concerns, ask away. I'm here with you. Once you notice that everything is in there, at the bottom, there's two little checkboxes that everybody misses because they're so small. But you want to click those and type in your name exactly how it shows on the card and let me know where it takes you next after that, okay? But again, take your time.
And then on the thing where it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone, I need to check both of those, correct?
Correct, yeah. That's for us text messaging you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be put on Google, Bing, Yelp, and Facebook?
Correct. Yes, sir. And the Facebook ads are going to be redirected ads for you. So it's not just regular ad. It's a big difference on that. So just let you know on there. Those ads will go towards people that are actually looking for your services through those other directories. And if they don't reach out to you, or if they go on Google and they don't reach out to you, those ads will pop up on their feed at that point too.
Uh-huh. So what is this website support, hosting, and maintenance where it says additional website project management is provided to client in 5-hour increments or any portion thereof at a rate of $375 for each occurrence? Is that just
great question. So that's for a my site website. That's not your same thing. So we do extravagant websites sometimes, and some customers, they don't like to go through everything in the very beginning. That's why this next phone call that we have with our technician team with you is very important. They go over those finer details. They don't want to say, all right, let's go over finer details 5 times a month, like 6 times a month. And at that point, it's kind of like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
the next call is very important. That's all it pretty much means there.
Yeah.
Be real with you, Chase, I think you're going to do just fine. I mean, you're very good with communication. I see that you care about your business. And as long as you communicate with them on this next call here, they'll be able to work with you easily with that. I know them personally myself, so. And I've actually seen them make websites. It's pretty incredible how fast they do it.
Okay. Sounds good. And I'll get to create the website with y'all, or is it like y'all kind of give me a rough draft and I'll look over it and see if there's anything I want changed?
Bring that up to them. You do have the option to do that, you know.
Part of the deal.
No, it's part of the deal, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
What is the Google guarantee?
That's not part of the deal. Yeah, that's a pay-per-lead service. I didn't even bring that up to you just because I know that's not what you wanted in the beginning there. But it's pretty much you pay for 13 leads, for that month. And if you don't get all 13 leads, it rolls over. But it is a pay-per-lead service on that one. As like a sponsored ad on top.
I have a pay-per-lead service. I think we talked about it. So yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm glad I read this right.
It's good to go. Facebook ads. Okay. And I'm not doing the Google Workspace either.
No, not Google Workspace. You already have a Gmail account. You don't need that. Yeah.
Okay. So basically the only thing I'm doing is the business profile optimization and the directory submissions.
Directory submissions. Optimization, local map section, the Facebook ads, the redirecting ads. You also have your tracking system in there. Website is included as well, too. I get you at a promotional rate that I got that approved. I had to actually get that approved for you. So. but you don't have to pay for that ever again. If for any reason, Chase, that someone's asking for more money on a website on there, you send them to me or you email me right away because you don't have to pay for anything like that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just want to make sure that's very clear. I don't want you falling for traps out there like that. So.
All right. I hit confirm. So what? Now it says local splash username and password.
Perfect. That's how I know you did it right. Okay. So that's actually to get to your tracking system. That's your dashboard. Now, if I give you your password and login right now, you're going to see nothing in there because obviously we didn't get started on it yet.
Yeah.
So tomorrow when our team talks to you, they will give you the login and password just to show you how to maneuver through. That's how you keep track of your analytics. Again, Chase, two things to make this thing work very well. Communication and to keep track of your analytics to that dashboard. You can look at that through your phone, tablet, computer, doesn't matter. But that will have phone numbers. It will have messages possibly too. In case you missed anything from your customers, it will be in there. Okay? So that's a key thing for you.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, hey, listen, I told you I was going to say this. Welcome to the family. Congratulations.
There we go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm
pretty excited for you. Me too. I'm excited for you, man. So, again, you know, if for any reason that tomorrow takes too long or, you know, you need to reschedule for any reason, they will accommodate for that. So just let them know, and they'll go ahead and do, reschedule for you if you need to, okay?
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate the help.
And anytime.
I need more numbers or anything from you, or is the local splash the only one I need?
That's the only one you need. Yes, sir. If they're calling from a different number, I would be weary about it. This 877 number is the number, okay? If I was to call you separately, then it will call from this number, but other than that, it will always be 877, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Do I have a account manager that I'll be, I'll be working with through the life of my service with y'all?
Yeah, so I'm the one that takes care of your packages and for your pricing, right? Everyone else is the tech team. Now, every person in the company knows a little bit about everything, how to link things together. That's the beauty behind this. So if you call in and say Facebook, there'll be a team available for you for Facebook. They'll have your account. They know exactly how to help you. But they'll also make sure that it's still doing and working coinciding with your website, your local directories, and things like that too. So it's not just working Facebook only, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking through my emails. So I'm trying action needed. I guess pictures. Just get the pictures ready for tomorrow.
Correct. Yes, sir. And
I guess that should be it. I guess this is where we part ways.
Not forever, man. I'll be checking. Even if I don't call, I like to check on the accounts just to make sure, read some notes and say, hey, what's going on here? You know, I really do. So, but if for any reason that you can't get a hold of somebody and you need something taken care of right away, email me. I've always checked my emails, and from there I can say, all right, I can send that to the right people so they can contact you within the first 24 hours. Okay? So you have my email now as well too, William? Or William. Chase. Let's rock and roll, man. I'm excited for you, man. Okay?
It's at the bottom of this. Is it the JSEAO? Or SEO?
Yes, JSEO. That's me. That's my email. Okay. At localsplash.com. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Chase. Pleasure doing business, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.